produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
You are now tuned into the CEO Mindset with your amazing host, Nicole Gates, with trending topics to empower, encourage, and equip the female business leader.
Gosh, this has been a trying week, but it is a thankful Thursday, and today I am truly counting my blessings. I am Nicole Gates, your host of In the Moment, and I am super de-duper. I guess I can use that Barney, super de-duper excited about having my girlfriend, my really good friend, Katrina Kimball, on the show tonight. Katrina, let me say this. I probably don't even have to introduce you at this point. You have so many people excited about tonight's show. So many questions rolling in. We are talking about forgiveness on tonight's show. And why that's important. I put a quote on Facebook along with our banner for tonight's show. And it Well, actually, I put a saying in the quote said that forgiveness is the key that unlocks every door. My own quote. Forgiveness is truly the key that unlocks every door. If you don't learn to forgive, other things just don't fall in place. They just don't. So I'm really excited. So I'm really excited about having you on the show tonight, Katrina. I don't want to waste any time. I want to give you as much time as possible. I went into full-fledged praise and worship mode when I heard Intentional, because you know that's my song. And I know you're in Chicago, and you're actually at a retreat. And I'm like, you're in Chicago where I should be.
Gary should come out. It's beautiful here. The Nicholas Center downtown. It's in St. John's Cathedral, and you can just feel God's presence here. I mean, it's so sweet. There is a sweet, calming spirit here, and I just, when you walk into place, you know, I just checked in my room, and there was a personal note on my desk, I mean, on my bed. You know, there was a personal prayer for me on my bed saying, "We're glad you're here. We're praying for you while you're here." I mean, come on.
Yes.
Who wouldn't want to walk in a room and get a personal note from the staff saying, "We are blessed to have you here, and we're praying for you while you're here." So,
amen.
Yes, I am in Chicago. I am so blessed to be here. And so what made me want to talk about forgiveness, been having a lot of conversations with people. You know, around this time of the year, there are a lot of family reunions and weddings and graduations and a lot of family celebrations, but along with that comes a lot of strife.
Katrina, let me pause you just for a quick second. We're getting a lot of feedback. I know you were going to use your earpiece. Can you not use the earpiece? Yeah, because we got a little feedback going here. A little technical difficulties. It's okay. We are all like super amped. Like, let's get
one
through
second.
It.
One second. Let me try something else.
Okay.
Can you hear me now?
That's so much better.
Okay. Yeah. Let
so
me
much
take that
better.
Off. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's because I'm in this in the building I'm in. It's echoing. So is that good?
Yeah. That's better. Much better.
Okay.
Much better.
Okay.
So
okay.
We want to just dive in. I just want you to get started in talking about forgiveness. I'm going to check. I know we have questions coming in from different places. So many people are struggling. And it is hard. Forgiveness is hard to do because we never forget what happened, right?
And what I want to do tonight, I want to first address 7 of the most powerful myths about forgiveness. And then I want to go into truly the myths. There are a lot of misconceptions about what forgiveness is. I want to address those first, and then I want to go into really what God says about forgiveness. And one of the famous quotes, there's a gentleman named Lamar Strauss. He's a very famous biblical scholar, and he wrote that you cannot be right with God when you're not right with others. And I think sometimes we're so busy trying to get my spiritual life together, but you got to go back and deal with any unforgiveness or any brokenness that's in your life. One of the myths that I hear a lot when I started telling people I wanted to talk about this topic is, like you said, forgiveness means that you forget. That's not what the myth of forgiveness means. It doesn't mean that you forget. Actually, what you want to do is acknowledge what happened. A lot of times when somebody hurts us, if we've been wounded, a lot of times we don't say anything. And so the person that has offended you or hurt you, in their mind, they might not even recognize that they've done something. And I found a lot of cases they do. But the forgiveness part is not for that person. It's for you. Imagine trying to walk, just because I know you exercise. So imagine you trying to walk and you got a pocket full of bricks. How fast do you think you'll get with walking?
Oh, my gosh, not far.
Okay.
Not far.
Okay. That's what happens with us when we fail to forgive. You're not going to forgive the act, but what you don't do is let the act control you or consume you. And that's what happens with a lot of us. We hold on to that. We take that pain and we wrap it up in a blanket and tuck it in at night, and in the morning we, you know, take it out and give it a bath and fresh it up and put clothes on, and we take it back out in the world. But
I love the analogy. Always the analogy. Can I pause you for a second? Why do we do that though? Like, why is it so easy for us to hold on to it when we know it's something that hurt us, it's something that we should get rid of? Why do we hold on to it? Why is it easier for us to hold on to it than get rid of it? And if you're going to get to that later, you can save that question.
No, we can get to that now. No. You know, I love the way we flow. It's for two reasons. One, we hold on to it because whether we like it or not, we want pity. We want people to know, I've been hurt. You just don't understand. I've been hurt. This hurt me. You know, it's a way of getting attention for ourselves. Whether people want to admit it or not, that's one of the reasons. And another reason I think we hold on to it is because we want that. We want somebody to pay. We feel like I need them to do something. I need you to earn
right.
it. No, I don't have to earn it. I'm going to forgive you because I know that the forgiveness is not for you. It's for me. In order for me to become that person that God has called me to be, in order for me to be free to go out and encourage healing and reconciliation, I can't keep unforgiveness in my heart.
That's so good.
And so in my experience, those have been the two things I've ran up on.
And it is easier said than done.
Oh, it is.
You say,
but you don't.
Yeah.
But what we got to do is you got to take, and I know this is really hard for people sometimes, you got to understand the power that forgiveness gives you, though. Forgiveness gives you the capacity to start new. If you keep holding on to old stuff, you can't never start nothing new.
Come on.
If you don't ever clear out the old mess, the old heartache, the old pain, God can't ever use you to do something new.
Or ever bless you. I was talking to a man the other day, and he can never bless you if you still hold it. That's good.
It's just like, and again, because I've been really admiring you with your exercise and stuff. I'm getting ready to start. I mean, it's just like when you sit down and talk to your doctor and he tells you, okay, I want to adjust your eating habits. I want you, instead of eating donuts, I want you to eat an apple. You know, instead of drinking, you know, for me, four cups of coffee a day, I want you to cut down to one. Whenever you're trying to make a change in your life, you got to replace it with something. You can't just stand there and say, I'm going to forgive, but what you going to put in the place of that anger and that hurt? You gotta put some words in there. You gotta put some acts in there. Sometimes you gotta walk out your forgiveness. Sometimes you gotta go help somebody else that's worse than you. And you gotta remember, it's not about the other person. It's about you. You've got to stand back and say, you know what? This was a bad situation. I got hurt. Okay, I got hurt. Now what can I learn from this? And what can I use to add value to somebody else's life? Because one of the things I think we've got to do as a nation of people, we got to stop being selfish. Mm. We always think about ourselves. We on our mind more than anybody else.
Yes, Lord.
We always think about ourselves.
Yes, indeed. I mean, we
can sit down and write a laundry list of everything somebody did to us. But, well, let's stop and make a pause. What have you done to somebody?
Right. That's right. That's right.
You know, so forgiveness. And I think what people have made the mistake of too about forgiveness requires action. You have to do something.
Amen.
You can't just sit there and go, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, don't change nothing.
And, you know, it's too easy, right? Saying I'm sorry is too easy. It's sometimes superficial, you know, because it's just like, you know, when you were a kid and you got into it with your siblings, right, and your parents made you say you were sorry to your brother or sister. I remember this. My mama was notorious for that one. Oh, you got to make up. You gonna hug until I say stop.
But,
that kind of thing, right? It was super special.
But what we have to do. Yeah, you can't just say I'm sorry. And then sometimes you have to truly go, and you know, honestly, you know, sometimes you have to get counseling, professional counseling, to deal with a past hurt. Sometimes you can pray your way through it and talk to God about it, but. One of the things I've discovered about dealing with forgiveness, there's a healing component to it. You got to allow yourself to heal. Now, if a person, especially dealing with physical pain, if a person has physically hurt you and you've found a way in your heart to forgive that person, I'm not telling you to keep going around that person.
Right.
You know, I don't need you to keep getting, you know, knocked around. That's not what I'm saying. But there's a healing part, and where I think sometimes the reason why people can't forgive is they don't ask God to help them with that part. They don't put that hurt before God.
Right.
You know, we put
everything
before God. Our job, our boss, my crazy boss.
That's right.
But, you know, your pain. you know, pray and ask God, heal me in the areas that I'm broken that I don't even recognize. Because healing is essential to forgiveness.
Right. And I think one of the things, Katrina, that we have to kind of look at as well God already gave us the authority to dust our feet and walk away, right?
Mm-hmm.
He gave us that
mm-hmm.
authority. He gave us
yeah.
permission to do that. I mean, why you don't have to stick in a bad situation. You can forgive a person and love them
mm-hmm.
from a distance,
mm-hmm.
right?
Absolutely,
you can.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And you sure can. And the thing is, what now? Forgiveness, and I want to go back. I want to touch on two more of these myths. Forgiveness doesn't
okay.
make you a doormat. Forgiveness doesn't mean you're letting people walk all over you.
Say
and forgiveness
that.
Doesn't mean that you agree or support or condone what was done to you. That's not what forgiveness
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness is just saying, I acknowledge that this happened to me, but I choose to respond this way. Because when it's all said and done, the choice to forgive or not is always yours. Nobody can make you forgive anybody.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make that decision within yourself.
Yeah.
And it takes taking those pains and acknowledging that pain. And I think a lot of times the reason why it's so hard to give, people just don't even want to talk about it. It's like once something happens, they just kind of smooth over it. No, you got to take some time and look at that ugly thing and say, that hurt. This is why
mm-hmm.
it hurt. I don't want it to hurt anymore. So what? This is what I'm going to do to relieve myself of the hurt. Because that other person, you can't give that power to that other person. You can't give that power
yes.
to that other person.
Yes,
you've got
yes,
to,
yes,
you've got to
yes.
always retain that power. You've got to always know that it's already within you to forgive, to be healed, to be restored. And the minute you give that power to another person, you will always stay defeated.
I want to share
you will
something,
always be broken.
Trina, I want to share something, and mm-hmm. I've probably never shared this with another soul other than probably my mom.
Mm-hmm.
My grandmother, this is going to be a release time for me. My grandmother always made a difference in her grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking like some deeply rooted hurt because we didn't understand as kids. We didn't get
oh,
it.
Yeah.
We didn't understand why she always picked a certain child, or, you know. Whatever. She had her favorite,
mm-hmm.
and that's the
mm-hmm.
way it was, right?
Yeah.
And it took me a long time. It really took, and I'm going to be real honest. I don't think I've ever forgiven her, even though my grandmother is deceased now. I did not
mm-hmm.
attend her funeral.
Mm-hmm.
I had no intention on
mm-hmm.
attending. I didn't. It just
mm-hmm.
so happened that my oldest daughter had her baby the same day or the next day
mm-hmm.
of, you know, when the funeral, I think it was the same day of the funeral. So in my mind, I always said, well, that worked out, right? God worked that out.
Mm-hmm.
But honest, to be perfectly honest, I have never had any intention on attending that funeral because I know the things that my grandmother did, and she was not right. She
mm-hmm.
was, she did a lot of stuff. She did a lot of hurtful things. Not just to
mm-hmm.
us, but, you know, to some of my mother's siblings, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I can talk about it, you know, I talk about it, but I cannot honestly say I ever forgave her for the things that she did. And she did some things. That lady, whew, my God. When I say it's going to be a release,
well,
this is a release for me.
Well,
so,
And the thing I would say to that, Nicole, is a lot of us have had childhood injuries. I mean, and the thing is, the blessing in what you're doing is that you're acknowledging it. Because it
right.
takes a lot of emotional energy to hold on to a hurt. And one
sure.
of the benefits of doing what you just did, by acknowledging it, now you're starting to do the hard work of forgiveness. Forgiveness
mm-hmm.
is a faith walk in process. And that's, I think, the
mm.
biggest mistake that people don't understand is that forgiveness is a walk of faith. It's a process.
Okay.
You don't, it doesn't happen overnight. It does not happen
it does.
Overnight.
Yeah.
And it takes time. And, you know, one of the, and you're talking about confession, I think one of the hardest things I had to do for myself is I had to learn to forgive myself. You know, we always work on forgiving other people, but sometimes you need to start to forgive yourself for some of the choices that you make. For a long time, I beat myself up because my marriage didn't work. I never wanted to be a single parent. I had two children. I had two sons. I was one of the first people in my family to get a divorce. My father was a minister. My divorce was ugly because my husband was in my husband was in my father's church, and people left my father's church. And that's a lot of guilt to feel like you have offended God or you have offended the body of Christ or you have offended the church. And for a long time, you know, when you met me, they can tell you all the time, I want to be in front of people. And a lot
right.
of that
that's
came
right.
from that unforgiveness. A lot of that came from the unforgiveness I had for myself because when I was growing up in my father's church, I was in front of people. I was very active. I was very outgoing. But when that happened, people started to shun me and talk mm-hmm. about me and criticize me and blame
wow.
me. And
wow.
I took on all that pain and I took on all that unforgiveness and I started hiding. Because I was like, well, if don't nobody see me, can't nobody say nothing.
Katrina,
I
want to pause. Yeah, and I want you to finish that, but I want to pause for a second. Our producer, Kayla Pageant, is so incredibly awesome, and she wants to chime in. She is going to come on the line, and she wants to kind of give some relief to something. You know, I think this is our night to just kind of give relief to some things, and I hope it's okay, and I hope you don't mind if she chimes in. But our Kayla Pageant, our producer, amazing woman of God, young lady, just powerful power. I love this young lady. She is doing some amazing things and touching so many lives across the world. And I just want her to come on and kind of give her story. I want you to hear her story, and let's help her release tonight.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Kayla,
greetings, greetings, women of God, Miss Nicole and Miss Katrina. I love you all so much, and I'm so sorry. I love you. I'm so sorry for invading your show, but listening to Miss Katrina and listening to Miss Nicole, I felt the Lord was saying in my spirit to release it. And I'm getting ready to let it go because, Miss Nicole, you said that forgiveness is the key that unlocks the door. Miss Katrina says that just because I forgive, I don't have to be a doormat. So here it goes around the world. And I'm trying to fight back the tears with the tea.
Amen.
But I've had so much pain because one of my family members, which was my aunt on my father's side, when we were smaller, they made difference. This particular aunt did. She made difference. She would buy the other grandkids or the other nieces and nephews, she would give them brand new stuff. But when it got to me, this was before my sister was born, she would go get toys from her kid's toy box and give it to me as a gift. And a lot of times the gift would be dirty. It would be just crumbled. And I've carried this to this day. I still talk to her, but you can tell I'm reserved from her. So in the name of Jesus, I decree and declare tonight that I'm going to forgive her. And I thought I had forgave her until Miss Nicole started talking about her grandmother. And those feelings just came up in me. So as of tonight, I'm releasing. I'm forgiving. I'm letting that go because that has been a stumbling block in my life. You know, even though you're doing all these wonderful things, but if you don't deal with the pain and the hurt that you're going through, it can be a hindrance to you. Just wanted to say I love you all. I've released forgiveness tonight. I love you, and I'm going to let you go on.
Okay. Oh, we love you too.
Well, that's why we do
awesome.
That.
Katrina, can we have a part two of this show, part two and three? Because I'm going to be calling in every show.
Yeah. Absolutely, Miss Kate. We're going to do whatever you say. Yes, ma'am.
I love you. Bye.
Love you too. You know, Katrina, I'm just listening to this. There are so many people that want to release. They really want to release. And it's hard to get over those hurt feelings. And when she just said that about the toys, I was like, oh, my God. My grandmother would give us things that obviously were used, you know. And I remember my dad saying, don't take my kids back over there. I remember my dad saying that, you know. I didn't understand it at the time, but now that I am a mother, I would never mm-hmm. allow anybody to abuse my children in that fashion. And I hate that. I resent the actions, and I always resented my grandmother for that.
Yeah.
And it took my aunt, and I love her. I so wish she was my grandmother. And she's my grandmother. She's my grandmother's sister. My Aunt Dolores was a blessing to me. And it took me getting older for my Aunt Dolores to say, you know what, baby, you got to forgive her. You forgive her. Y'all forget, but you forgive her so you can be free. I remember her saying that to me, you know?
Yeah.
And it meant a lot. So I'm going to let you finish because, Katrina, I know we have so much to cover. I'm telling you, our next topic might need to be forgiveness again because it is a heavy topic.
It is.
And I see so many people. Yeah. Let me give you a question. I want to give you a question that was just sent to me. When someone has done something wrong to you, when someone has done something wrong to you and then they ask for forgiveness and you give it to them, yet they do it again, how do you move forward?
There's a scripture in the Bible when the disciples were going out teaching, and Jesus said, if they do not receive you, shake the dust off your feet and move on to another phase. I think sometimes we're trying to hold on to people that are not supposed to be with us. If you've forgiven someone and they've hurt you and they come back and do the same thing, it's three things. Either they don't know they're hurting you and you need to let them know. Two, they don't care that they're hurting you, and you need to decide if you want to continue to keep that person in your space or not. Or three, that's just who they are, and you can't change. So you got to ask yourself, and I'm all about adding to people's life. I mean, I truly believe that we are here to add value to people, to make people better. And I evaluate my relationship. I invite them in my space. And you've got to decide if the pain I'm going through, if it's worth the relationship that I have with
them. Amen.
And nobody can decide that for you. Because I've seen some dysfunctional marriages. I know a couple. They got the most dysfunctional marriage. They fight every other Friday night and Sunday day at church crying and holding on to each other and forgiving each other. But that dysfunction works for them.
Yes.
That wouldn't work for me. So I think, again, it goes back to owning your peace, owning the power that God has already put in you, and understanding that you're not here to be a stepping stone. You're not here to condone the actions of people that hurt you.
That's right.
You know, that's not what forgiveness is about. Forgiveness is all about healing and making you whole.
Amen.
Forgiveness doesn't take away from you. Forgiveness adds to you. It makes you stronger. It makes you better. It does not take away from you. I strongly believe with every fiber of my being that, you know, Jesus saved it all. He went on the cross.
Yeah.
So why are you
getting
crucified? what you trying to come on the cross for? You know, what you trying to come on the cross for? You ain't Jesus Jr.
Oh, come on.
But you know, people have this victim mentality. No, we're supposed to be victorious. We're supposed to walk in excellence in everything we do. When people meet me, my whole purpose is, you know, even though, and I can tell y'all, Satan has attacked me all the time. You know, I've been on bed rest for 8 days. He attacked my lungs because he knows if he can take my lungs, I can't talk and I can't give this word that I know God's given me to give to people. There are too many people that are broken. That don't deserve. You don't have to be broken. You are broken because you have took that and wrapped yourself up and made it a snuggly blanket and holding on to it. But what I've learned is that the minute you start to forgive people, and you start asking God to heal you in those hurts, and you start walking and becoming that person He's called you to be, the minute you start letting your light shine, you encourage somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's what we don't understand. People watch you, and they want to see how you handle forgiveness. It's not about how many times people kick you. It's about how many times you get up. The glory is in you getting up and going on and moving forward with your life. That's where the glory is.
That's true. I know I cut you off earlier, and you were talking about your personal situation. I want you to kind of go back to that and finish that up. Because I said, hold that thought. I said, hold that thought. We just play back because I wanted Kayla to kind of have that release because she needed that.
Yeah. Oh, God,
I want you.
I mean, anytime somebody wants to call in or, you know, send a message and want to be released. Because it's all, the only reason I do this is because I believe in the power of healing. And heal people heal other people. Hurt people hurt other people. I don't want to hurt people anymore. For years I did that. Years I did that. Oh, God, it was awful. But going back to me, I had to forgive myself. I had to acknowledge that I was in a marriage that was physically and emotionally abusive for myself, and that the fact of trying to hold on to a marriage just so people would know that I was married versus being in a healthy environment for me and my children. And I took a lot of grief from that. I took a lot of grief from my family. I lost a lot of friends. That's why when you first met me, it was hard for me to make friends. Because my poor little heart had been crumpled, stepped on, drug around I-240. And I started praying a prayer. I'm actually started asking God, heal me in the areas that I'm hurt. Heal me in the places that I'm broken that I don't know I'm broken. And when I started this journey on forgiveness, that's what got me here. Because I understood that when I don't forgive people that have hurt me, when I don't forgive myself, then I can't be the best version of myself. And my best version of myself is not about me being like Nicole or being like Kayla, but being Katrina. Being the best Katrina that Katrina can be.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S., or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll free, USA. 1-347-850-8560. Toll free, international callers. 1-888-201-5313.